It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Meow, 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 meow. Laser cat bowling, laser cat bowling, laser cat bowling. Meow, 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 meow.
So, not to be a downer, but the Denver Broncos have officially lost the 2017 draft by drafting a putt out of Utah.
That's what I like about you.
Who's going to be a bust of
your optimism.
Offensive tackle.
As opposed to what we had, last year?
We had so many opportunities to get playmakers there, and instead they go for a guy who's going to be a bust at left tackle. Just like Tyson Brawley. I know what Harris said. He's a crappy player. He has not performed at all.
He was great his freshman year.
Don't do that. Don't say great just because.
I'm sensing some CSU bias there.
Well, he was a terrible player for the Broncos. He's never done anything good for him. Almost got Manning killed his first year.
No, that was someone else.
Not Manning's first year, some Brawley's first year.
Yeah, that was somebody else.
No.
Yeah.
No, in fact, the second offensive line player we took that year, Garcia, was head and shoulders better than
I think if you're going to be this overdramatic, you should probably have all your facts straight.
No, I did. I do.
Oh, no.
Garcia was a much better player than Sombrella, and he was taken two rounds later than Sombrella. Tell me again how good Sombrella was.
Good enough to be starting as a rookie.
That's because we had no one else.
As opposed to last year when we had no one else.
I would rather put you in there rather than Sombrella.
Laser cat bowling.
I will put Alex in there over this new guy. See, this is what he does.
Oh, my gosh. I just had flashbacks to Friends.
Come on, man. You got to be excited. This is our first-round pick. You guys have been wasting your time for, the last 3 months hyperventilating, and everyone's been saying we're going to take an offensive tackle. And you said, oh, no, they're not going to take an offensive tackle. They're going to trade up for Christian McCaffrey. Oh, no, we're going to take an offensive tackle. No, we're not.
Are you talking about me? Because I have
not
said
anything. No, I'm talking about everybody else.
And everybody else was sorely disappointed right now.
Yeah, you know what? And everyone was – the Broncos have been saying for the last 2.5 months, guess what? We're going to probably take an offensive tackle.
Well, they haven't said that. They didn't say that.
They didn't say they weren't.
In fact, John – oh, so an absence of a statement means that they're going to take an offensive tackle. That is bad logic.
No, that's just logic.
Especially when John Elway said it's not about a left or right tackle. It's about having good tackles, because if you have a good left tackle, then they'll just move their rusher to the right side and run him over.
Well, it seems like they're working on getting their tackles. And maybe they think they can move him. And one of the things that I heard about him, by the way, and getting back, sorry to be all of a sudden serious about sports.
No, I know you're being flippant about this, but next season, when he sucks, I'm bringing this back to you.
The other thing that I
feel like we need to shove a Ditka dog in his mouth.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
At least it is delicious. It's true. And juicy. And people should go eat one.
Did you just threaten to put a Ditka in my mouth?
Yes, he did.
Yes. A Ditka dog.
As much as I believe that a Ditka in my mouth would be tasty,
It would be delicious.
It would be delicious. Let me make a salient point. One of the things that they believe that this guy can do is move in and play guard at a very high level. So they believe that he could be a transformative guard. And they say that if you can get those three positions, two guards in the center, which you have now, two good guards in the center, and you can get Menelik Jackson if he stays healthy, you've got an improved offensive line. And so if you can move him inside, which they believe he will be a good guard better than a tackle, you will see that a third and ones, as someone pointed out on another radio station, third and ones, you're going to be making them rather than not making them.
And he's nasty.
Okay.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Okay. I look forward to our first four games next year and how you're going to explain away why our offense is again pathetic because we have no playmakers, but we've got that wonderful quarterback Simeon, but by God, at least we got a left tackle who can't play. Thank God for that.
Well, he can play guard.
We have guards. We don't need him at guard. We have two very good guards and a very good center.
Well, why don't we play with four guards?
Because that's not the same position. I played tackle. I know what a tackle does. A tackle is not a guard position.
Well, why do we have to play two tackles? Why can't we play three guards into a tackle?
Because a guard and a tackle play completely different positions. Well, and they do completely different things on the offensive line.
Don't they block?
They do block, but some will actually go down the field. Some will pull. Some have different techniques when you're blocking for passing. And when you're shooting out, they have different responsibilities and assignments. It's like the difference between a nose guard and a defensive tackle. You don't just line up on a guy and hit him. That's not the offensive line. It's not 1950. They have specific techniques that they use. So you're either trained as a tackle, or you're trained as a guard, or you're trained as a center. You don't just take a tackle and throw him in at guard because, hey, you're big. It doesn't work that way, especially if he's already slow-footed, which he is. You can't put him at guard because guards have to pull and move quickly.
It worked for Robert Gallery with the Raiders.
Well, Robert Gallery started out as a tackle and then moved to guard.
Yeah, why? Because guard's easier.
Mm.
And if you got a guy who's a decent tackle, can be a great guard.
Gallery was a tackle with speed, which is why he was a good guard. He doesn't know.
No.
Gallery was a tackle with speed. This guy is slow. He was slow at Utah. We watched him play CU. He was road rash by the end of the game.
I vaguely remember that. Did we win that game?
Yeah, we killed him.
Oh, good. That's helpful.
He just likes to focus on the negatives.
I don't.
What?
I don't.
I'm positive.
Did you see the way that you rolled into the studio tonight?
Me? Him?
No, you. You came in very...
Well,
very...
I was hot and off in temper. Listen, I had just been at 3 hours and 25 minutes of terrible baseball, unless you're a Washington Nationals fan. I watched them score 11 runs in one stupid inning.
You should have been awed by the offensive explosion.
No, that's for later.
The prowess that they showed with the ball.
You can talk about the awe and the shock and awe of the Japanese Navy or the Japanese Air Force about Pearl Harbor, but not when you're shooting them down. It was boring and terrible, and it was horrible.
Did you just compare a Rockies game to Pearl Harbor?
Wow.
Too soon!
Well, this Rockies game may have been more horrible.
Oh
my God. This is a day that's going to live in infamy.
No.
Well, actually, you know what? This is so funny that you mentioned that. It's so weird because I got to use that one. And then this morning when I walked to the games, I was there at 11 o'clock this morning. That's the other part. I walked into Coors Field and all of a sudden I looked into the stands that are normally empty and there were 10,000 children looking at me. Well, they weren't looking at me, but they were looking at the weatherman who was, let's see, we've got a big balloon full of hydrogen and we're going to light it. Let's see what that does. And I looked at the girl next to me. I said, isn't that what happened to the Hindenburg? And I said, oh, the humanity. So
really,
I've used
really
all the humanity.
Historical disasters.
Well, no, I've been on the O humanity and also a day of living me today. It's possible. Awesome.
You're just running through all those disaster radio calls.
It's been that kind of day.
I think you're both being just slightly overdramatic.
You cannot
evening.
Be too overdramatic.
I am not being overly dramatic.
You cannot be too dramatic when it comes to Bronco football.
Low when it comes to the Denver Broncos.
In fact, I think we need a Bronco prayer. Alex, can we
Alex,
get a Bronco,
can a Bronco prayer?
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go.
I feel better now.
Okay.
That was fun.
We may have to do that again.
I have to learn the words.
So
it's let's go. Broncos.
I think I can pick it up.
And then Broncos. Let's go. But watch out for that key change.
I know. That key change really threw me off.
It can if you're not ready for it, if you're not prepared
for
it.
It snuck right in there.
See, here's what scares me. The Raiders are on the clock, and they're going to draft
Jabril
someone.
Peppers. They're going to draft Jabril Peppers
draft
right now.
They're going to draft Jabril Peppers.
And he's going to be a 15-year starter.
Like Pro Bowler.
A 15-year Pro Bowler.
Yeah. It's going to be...
The last guy that was this multi-talented and played this many positions for Michigan in the backfield was Woodson. It was Charles Woodson. He played for 18 years.
And Peppers is perfect for the black.
Hey, wait, is Dalvin Cook still on the board? Oh, wait, they just picked up Lynch. That's right. Never mind.
No, Dalvin Cook is still up.
Dalvin, yeah?
Yeah, but they did. They just signed Lynch. And I'm guessing they're probably going to want to keep him for a couple years.
Oh, yeah. The Raiders. Know. No, they're not going to pick Dalvin Cook.
I don't think so either.
No, but they might pick the guy from Miami, the tight end, Fulges. Did you hear about this guy? So this guy, in 8 weeks or something like that, 2 months, increased his high jump by...
Didn't like 11, went to up 11 feet or something.
Yep.
So
not 11 feet. That would be a world record.
Right, but he like increased it something ridiculous.
Like 16 inches.
But there's a...
8 inches, I don't know, something, about this much.
The guy that got drafted earlier is a Olympic long jumper.
Adoree Jackson.
So Adoree Jackson, they had him on a ESPN sports radio show, I don't remember which one it was. But they were talking to him that in high school, he jumped 6'4" something, just enough to win a local competition. But then he goes to the state competition and jumped 7'3".
Oh, this is the guy from Miami.
Miami, okay. And jumped 7'3".
I don't even know what his name is. Fuljulkum?
And set some kind of crazy state record. And they're like, how in a week do you go from 6'4 to 7'3 and setting a state
record?
How
tall is he?
He's like 6'8".
Okay, see? So that's...
What he said was he was saving his legs. Jumping. He was saving his legs in the local competition for the state competition.
To just blow everybody away. Exactly. Like, it was like the sugar shock value.
Yeah. That's a good call. The sugar shock value.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know what that means.
That makes total sense.
I think I might have just
Reuben Foster, man. Reuben Foster is still on the board.
But you picked up
his name is David Njoku.
Njoku. I don't care who's on the board now because we don't pick again until tomorrow. We don't pick for 30 more picks. So all the good people that are left are probably going to be gone. Not good people. All the people.
I am so excited. I spent like 3 weeks for this.
You're such a liar.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.